Torah tells us that Vayikra Yaakov Albanav, that Yaakov gathered his children together here in the beginning of Parak Mem Tes, in the end in page Parsh Vayichi. Vayomer he asu vagid lechem eis asher yikra eschem ba'achres hayamim. Yaakov Avinu gathers his children together, come together, and I will tell you what is going to be, what's going to occur ba'achres hayamim. Some of the Mefarshi HaPshat, I believe the Radak, Ibn Ezra, and others suggest it's a reference to, I will tell you what's going to happen a bit in the future. Not a reference to any like crazy time period all the way down. I'll tell you a little bit of what's going to happen at some point in the future. Many of us know that for Chazal and the Medrash, Rashi quotes it here. The Ramban also quotes it here. This is a reference, Yaakov Avinu telling his children, gather in, I want to tell you, Yikra Eschem, Ba'achris Hayamim, the Ramban's explicit, I want to tell you what's going to happen when Mashiach's really going to come. Heim Yemos HaMashiach. That says the Ramban of what's really going on here, that Yaakov Avinu is going to clarify for them, when's Mashiach going to come? What's really going to happen at the end of days? Rashi tells us, well, it's clear in the Psukim as you go on that it doesn't seem like Yaakov really ever revealed to them when Mashiach's going to come. So, come, I'm going to tell you when Mashiach's going to come, and then there's silence in that respect. So, what exactly happened? If he's going to tell them what's going to happen at the end of days, so what exactly did happen? So Rashi tells us from Chazal, Bikesh Yaakov Legalos Esakates, he wanted to tell them what was going to happen, V'nistalka Mimenu Shechina, V'hizchil Omer Dvarim Acherim, that for some reason the Shechina left him, he wasn't able to fully to tell them what exactly was going to happen, and therefore Yaakov switched the topic of Kanar speaking about something else, spoke with the brachas to his children, but as far as Yemosha Mashiach Legalos Esakates, that was never really done. What exactly happened? Yaakov wanted to reveal the Kates, and then he wasn't able to. Mefarshim ask a variety of questions. One question some ask is, well, what happened? Yaakov was a Navi. Yaakov was able to tap into it. He thought he'd be able to. How come Nistalka Menu HaShechina? How come the Shechina went away from him? A similar question that some ask is, why tell us this all together? Like, if he wanted to do it and wasn't successful, so what's the point of us knowing that he wanted to and ultimately wasn't able to? Like, what exactly is going on here with this pasuk? Yaakov saying, I want to talk to you about something, and then it's not happening. What exactly is the message here? So we'll speak about three different ideas, each of which I think is incredibly intriguing. The Ramban, in one of his Sfarim, Emunah V'Bitachon, the Ramban writes that the reason why Nistalka Menu HaShechina is to teach us an important lesson. You are not supposed to, G'day L'Hodio, She'ein L'Galos Esaketz. We are not supposed to, Yaakov, you're not supposed to reveal when the end of days is going to happen. Many of us know, it's true in different Rishonim speak about this, a person maybe is not supposed to calculate when Mashiach exactly is going to come. Okay, there are discussions in Sefer Inbanim Smeich and other locations when you can and when you can't. But part of the message here was, Ribbono Shel Olam giving Yaakov a siman, you want to share with them when the Kates is going to be, don't. For whatever reason, we don't want this to be something which is going to be given over. Different theories why that may be, but for the Ramban, that's the pshat. That it's going to be hidden because it's not the kind of thing that you're supposed to share. Not all information is supposed to be given over, and this is in the category of information which is not supposed to be given over. The Shemi Shmuel has an amazingly intriguing idea. It happens to fit nicely with the pshat that he has in the Akedah. But the Shemi Shmuel says as follows. It happens to be that Yaakov was going to Megalos Akedah. What happened? When Yaakov was looking to see what's going to happen at the end of days, he saw all the tsaras that Klal Yisrael would have to encounter. He saw how difficult it would be in the world of Galus. He saw how challenging it would be for all of his children's children, all his descendants throughout. And the halacha is, the Gemara tells us, you can only have a Hashras HaShechina, a person can only be a Navi when he's in a state of Simcha, when he's in a state of joy. And Yaakov, at that moment, Nistalka, the Shechina left him, not because it was a message from Hashem, I don't want this to be revealed, but Yaakov was unable, in the face of witnessing the tragedies of his descendants, he was unable to of Simcha. And because of that, the Shechina left. In that sense, it's an important idea, not about making Megalos Akedah, but an incredible idea for Yaakov's sense of understanding and commitment to which I want to reveal to you, I want to be able to, I just can't handle it. I can't have the Simcha necessary to be able to experience that kind of Hashras HaShechina. According to both of those insights, Yaakov really never revealed to them as Haketz. He tried to, he wasn't able to, the conversation ended right there. There are two additional perspectives, though. One, the Sefer Ur Gedaliah, based on the Sfas Emes, Ur Gedaliah Shor. The second, Rav Schwab, and they say it's similar to the Kotzker Rebbe, where Yaakov, on some level, did give us something. Why does the Torah tell us that Yaakov tried to? He didn't just try to. He actually was able to give over something, although it wasn't really considered to be revealed. Ur Gedaliah Shor offers the following teaching. What did Yaakov want to tell them? What did it mean to be Megala Es HaKeitz? It didn't mean the ultimate end of days, Yemos HaMashiach, the way the Ramban understands it. What does it mean? What happened was as follows. Yaakov Avinu was a Jew that knew how to live in Gullus. Yaakov was a Jew that knew how to live by Lavan, and even by Lavan, and Lavan Gardi, Vedev Vitari, Mitzvah Shamarti. Yaakov was a Jew that knew how to live in Mitzrayim, and to be able to live there, and to still be so connected to Ribono Sha'olam, that there is not the experience as if you're really in Gullus. What Yaakov wanted to be able to give them, B'keshach L'gaos HaKeitz, was to teach them not when Mashiach's going to come, but how you can experience elements of Geula even when you are in Gullus. How you could experience elements of redemption even when things are very, very hard. Because Yaakov points out that Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that there are two different kinds of redemptions. There's a Geula that takes place for all of Klal Yisrael, but individuals also can experience their own kind of Geula. And what Yaakov was trying to give over to them, what Yaakov was trying to give over to Klal Yisrael, was this tool. How do you experience Geula even when you're found in Gullus? And the Ribbono Shel Olam did not want that to be given over, because then it's not Gullus. If every Jew knows how to do it, it's not really called Gullus altogether. But, says Rav Gedaliah Shor, that koach Yaakov did give over to Klal Yisrael. That koach, that capacity, he suggests dafka through emunah. But a Jew really has the ability to know that wherever he is located, just like Yaakov Avinu was able to live in the world of Gullus, so too we can, if we tap into it well enough, be able to live in the world of Gullus, still connected to Ribono Shel Olam, still living Ki'ilu in a certain sense we're in Eretz Yisrael. So sure, that's an additional pshat to a Maimer Chazal, a Gemara that many of us are aware of. The Gemara tells that Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu never died. What does that mean, Yaakov Avinu never died? So a lot of different pshat then. Gedaliah Shor suggests here, Yaakov is chayim, Yaakov is alive because that nekuda of Yaakov Avinu's avoda, that ability to be alive and to thrive in the world of Gullus, he gave over to each and every Jew. It is nistam, it was hidden, like that first Rashi in Parshas Vayechi, I believe, that it's a Parsha Stuma because Yaakov tried to reveal it, and it was nistam. Doesn't mean it was never given over, it means that it's hidden. Hidden within us is this capacity. And in that sense, the message of Yaakov wanted to give it over, and in a certain sense, it wasn't revealed as much. But elements of it are really, really there. Elements of it, this ability Yaakov wanted to give over, in many ways is present. What we've seen thus far is the following. On the one hand, for some Mefarshim, Achris HaYamim doesn't mean Mashiach's time. It means Yaakov's going to tell him what's going to happen at some point down the road. But for many, Chazal, Rashi, and the Ramban, Yaakov was trying to when Mashiach's going to come. When is Gullus going to be over? He tries to, was not successful. For the Ramban, it's because you're not supposed to reveal when the Keitz is going to be. Yaakov wasn't supposed to. It was a siman from the Ribono Shel Olam. Yaakov, don't do it. The second pshat you saw was Pshat Hashem Yishmuel. Yaakov wanted to, he just couldn't handle it. How could it be that he could have the simcha necessary to be able to follow through? It pained him too much. But we saw that, Gedaliah Shor suggests, based on Sfas Emes, no, really there was something there. He really wanted to reveal, and he did reveal, albeit in somewhat of a hidden way, albeit in a way where it wasn't always so clear. But how are you going to be Megalos HaKeitz? So that he was saying, not the Keitz of Yemos Mashiach, but how a Jew could live in Gullus, live in exile and still experience Geula and still be in a very good place. Rav Schwab suggests, and again, a very similar difference to Kotzker Rebbe, it's in a Sefer on Chumash right here, a very, very powerful idea. Peirush Rambam Zem Yaakov. Yaakov was not explicit, but it was hinted. Yaakov was telling them when the Keitz was going to be. Heyasfu v'agidu lachem. Get together, gather together, and I'll tell you when Achras Yom is going to be. What was he really hinting to there? You know when Geul is going to come? Hey Asvu, V'agida Lachem. When you all come together, when you experience Achdus, Matzinu L'meidim, Sha'achdus V'skaptu Shal Yisrael, Zeh Lazeh, Me'via Geul La'olam. Keshnis Asvu V'skaptu, Oso Sha'atem Nigalim. Yaakov was telling us when the Geul is going to come. He wasn't giving us a date in the calendar. He was telling us the way that you get Geulah. The way you get Geula is when there is Achdus, when you have 12 different Shvatim who all look very, very different, and they all have their own Avodas, as Yaakov is about to tell them, each and every one of them, Well, this one's the manhig, and this one's the one who's engaged in business. This one's the one who's learning all day. And when they all come together in Achdus, then you really, in many ways, are able to experience Geula. The Kotzker, I believe, said it, Al Derech Drush, his Asfu, Osios, Efes, when a person stops thinking about themselves that much, the Agida, like an Eged, like a Lulav, that thing which ties the Lulav together, and you become one, then Achris HaYamim is going to come. Then you're going to be in a position to really experience it. On the one hand, what we saw is that Yaakov wanted to reveal when the case is going to be. For the first two pshatim, he wasn't able to. The Ramban, Rebbe Shalom, doesn't want us to reveal these things. Shem Yishmuel, he couldn't be on that madrega to experience a simcha when he saw the tzaras of Klal Yisrael, that strong connection he had. But for the other two pshatim, he actually did reveal it to us a little bit. For Gedaliah Shor, he revealed we have the koach within us, like Yaakov Avinu, to be in a world of galus and a world of exile and still be able to experience real kedusha, still be able to experience a personal geula, even when on a national level we're in a very difficult space. It's hidden, it's nistam, but it really in many ways is something which we can tap into through emunah, so he suggests. And according to Rav Schwab and the Kotzker Rebbe, something else entirely. Ramaz and Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov said, how are you going to get it? You're going to get it when? Hisasvu, when you all come together, the geula will be able to come. We should be zocha, the galus is akeitz, that we should be zocha to be able to tap into this capacity. If we are in galus, to tap into when geula, that experience of a personal geula, and we should be zocha through achdus to the wonderful stage of the Ramban, achdus hayam, memzeh, yimos, hamashiach. Shkayach kas.